Finally, science explains the shutdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
The people who are at the extremes are the ones who are most insistent that they have the proper view.
Professor Mark Leary teaches psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. And when his students polled 527 adults on hot-button issues like health care and taxes, they found that the more extreme the view, left or right, the more sure of themselves the subjects were. It's called belief superiority.
Wouldn't have to be that way. You could have a moderate who believed that moderation is the only way to view things. Benjamin Franklin characterized himself as an extreme moderate, believing that was the only proper perspective when you look at political issues. For most people, though, it doesn't turn out that way.
No, and especially not for politicians. What every politician discovers is that the election process rewards clarity, not cooperation. Fortunately for us, we have a moderate culture. Our losing politicians peacefully concede, whereas in violent places like Egypt, Libya, Iraq, the losers just keep on fighting. As stubborn as our politicians are, at least they're not into hostages.
They took hostages by shutting down the government, and now they're releasing one hostage at a time.
Okay, well, at least they're not into violent language.
Obamacare is the biggest job killer in this country.
Well, okay, at least they don't talk about blowing things up.
I'm happy to have that debate with them, but you don't have to threaten to blow the whole thing up just because you don't get your way.
I may be losing my own argument here. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.